Hello.
Oh, hi, Hoshea. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the credit card that we have on file.
Could be. I don't know which card you got. I mean, that certainly is possible. I had a couple of incidences of being compromised, and I had to get a different card. I'm still waiting for one right now.
Okay, so it's a Visa ending in 5118. Is that the one you were having trouble with, as far as you know?
That's one of them, yeah.
One of them? Okay. So I want to give you some options only because the account is past due for $299, but come October 17th, that will reoccur to $598 per the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature. And I definitely don't want you to have...
What conditions are you talking about?
So in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature when you signed up, you agreed to a month-to-month subscription to automatically renew each month on the 17th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So, like I said, the good news is right now we're only past due for the September 17th payment. Excuse me.
So what happens if I don't pay it?
Then
do you continue the service?
Well, we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. It continues to reoccur until it settles. So that's why I wanted
So you continue to give service?
The account, everything right now is still active. It's just that there's no active programming being done because the account's in suspension. And then
also, how could you be charging if you're not giving service?
Well, that's what your terms and conditions stated, and we have your e-signature with your IP address and the timestamp. So that's what the agreement was. But have you seen the website that we built you by chance?
I have not.
I don't know
how to even get there.
Oh, I'll send you a link to the website. There's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just because we're having trouble with the payment. Once the payment goes through, that orange banner comes down within 1 business day.
Well,
so,
I don't know if you got it there on your computer. I talked to you last time, I told them to put it on a pause.
Let me look. I see a note from July 31st. Let's see. Let him know our system sends emails. They trigger text. Understood. They want it.
Because I talked to him. I hadn't gotten the Google thing.
Mm-hmm.
And without the Google thing, you guys don't. You can't continue, but you can continue to charge me. That's really weird, okay?
So, if I may,
so
I just want to give you some options to pause
it until I get the Google thing. Because there's no point in me paying you $299 if I don't have the Google thing, which is what activates everything.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him if there was any other way of doing it. He said no. There was a fee.
So, I think what the problem is when you called in and you thought that you paused it, the notes on our end say that the person had offered you a full month service credit. So what they did was on the August 17th payment, they covered the local SEO services for you, and they credited you $199, and that's why on this payment it's the $299. So the reason they paused it was to give you plenty of time to get, you know, that PIN verification code back to us. But you're saying you didn't get it, or did you get a chance to send the business documentation in? Because I see a note here.
I did not, because I don't have that information.
Okay. So what I would recommend, only because Google changed their guidelines probably around April or May of this year, and it's actually a good thing that they're asking for a little bit of extra documentation, because at the end of the day, that will protect you as a small business in Las Vegas from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Okay, so Google will solidify that you're a valid business in the area in order to publish you. So what I would say is, if you don't have, you know, everything on the list, at least send in what you can. You know, if you have an invoice with your business name, if you have...
Tell me what the different things are, and I'll see if I got any of those things.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up the mailer and just see what your options are, because you can absolutely pick and choose and send over as much as you can, because that helps us when we get with Google to actually prove that you're a valid business in the area. So,
What proves that you're a valid business?
So,
a bank account?
No, it could be an invoice. It could be a picture of your storefront with signage. If it's a service-based industry, it could be a picture of their work truck with signage. So anything
well,
let me
be completely honest with you. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I work out of my home.
Okay.
I've been doing it for 17 years. Okay. When coronavirus came in, business went down. I did very little business in, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was actually thinking about retiring. And then people started calling me up again. And as people called me up, well, I continued to do jobs. I did not go and renew a license from years ago that I had. Okay.
I see. Okay.
And so, therefore, I've been operating like that, and I'm still not even sure that I'll continue more than a year or so. But, I mean, if things go well, then I probably will. But so that's what the situation is.
Okay, thank you for relaying that to me, Hoshea. You don't have to have a business license in order to get published on Google. That, you know, Google deals with a lot of home-based businesses, and sometimes they haven't renewed their license. That's still okay as far as Google's concerned, as long as they can see that you're still a valid business in the area.
I mean, I can send you some kind of copy of my taxes. I do my taxes.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you have, I sent you the mailer, and the options are, you know, to take a picture of some of your tools and or equipment that you use to run your business, your work vehicle.
I'm sorry, wait a minute, what was that, a flippant? What was that?
It says to take a picture of your work tools or your equipment.
Oh, equipment, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or your equipment. A work vehicle with a license plate, if you have one, business license or insurance. So let's say you don't have a license, but you have insurance, that might help. A business card, a business registration, where, like you say, maybe you could send the taxes over to show that it's, you know, operating as a business, an invoice, mm-hmm. or your workplace. That wouldn't apply because you're a home-based business, but that won't affect you because Google obviously deals with, you know, millions of home-based businesses.
Okay. When I get back home, I'll look for your email, and I'll send you business card, I'll send you IRS thing, copy from last year, and I don't know what else you have on there that I might have. You need an invoice, like a copy of an invoice of something?
Yeah,
like
an invoice maybe that has, you know, Las Vegas dry cleaning carpets on the
uh-huh.
on the invoice. And then maybe some of your equipment, you know, your equipment or your work truck or anything like that. That would definitely help you.
Okay, that's five mm-hmm. things. Okay, and all those five things I can do for you.
Okay, perfect.
You want the vehicle to show my license plate? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, that's what it says. In the mailer, it says to show the license plate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then let me just ask that department right now, since I have you on the phone, if there's
anything
else.
And what is your name?
My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So
okay.
I'll put
Well, let's see if we can get all this worked out then. Jason, you've been so diligent in telling me everything.
Yeah, of course. I don't mind sharing that with you, because a lot of people don't even know that Google changed the guidelines, and then they get irritated with Local Splash. Oh, why are you asking me for all this stuff? I don't want to send it, you know. But it's not even us. It's Google, and it's any company that you would hire across the board would have to ask you for that extra stuff. And like I said, because you're in a highly competitive area for what you do, it actually works to your advantage, because once you are published, Google will protect you, and they're not going to just publish any Mickey Mouse company that, you know, goes and says, I want to create a Google business page and I want to get published, right? They're going to make everybody go through that. So
well, Google has me there. The only thing that's different is my address that I moved. But I was in Google. I even did Google Ads. I know they got me in there somewhere.
Where did you move from? Was it also within Las Vegas, or was it from a completely different area?
No, I just moved like a mile away,
a mile away.
Different.
Okay.
And,
I'm trying to see. I don't see that there's a verified Google listing under a different address in Vegas, but if you've already started that process under that old address, you could also go in and add Local Splash as manager, and then we could go in there and we could update the address, and we could merge the two listings together, you know, the one that we're working on and then the old one. But I don't think it's of, you know, utmost importance, because I don't even see that one had been published yet either.
Okay, well, let me just get you these five things that you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send
Sounds
that to
good.
You within an hour or so, about an hour.
Okay. And then I want to give you a couple of options also regarding the payment. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So one thing you could do until the Google listing gets published is you could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And with that package, you'll still be on the first page of Google. We'll optimize you on the first page of Bing. All the directories stay up and running, as well as your website. And you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices.
So from then on, I'd pay $199 instead of $299?
Exactly. Your subscription would change to the $199. And the reason I suggest that, Hoshea, is the Google listing is the exclusive part. We only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. But with the Facebook ads, you can put those on at any time. So you might want to, you know, once you get your phone ringing and you get some solid return on this package for $199, you might want to call back in the future and put the Facebook ads back on. But until that happens, you'll stay at the $199 package. Also, what I can do to help you out a little bit.
Is that a done deal, or do I have to, or are we doing it?
Nope. Yeah, let's do that. I'll reduce your
okay.
past due balance to $199, so let me take those
mm-hmm.
off. And then I'm also going to push the next billing out 30 days, because even if you pay today, I don't want you to have another payment on the 17th. That's two payments too close together. So if you take care of that $199 today, I'll push the next one out all the way till November 5th. That way you'll have a full month.
Okay.
Makes sense? Okay. So is there another card that you'd like to use for that $199?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a number.
Mm-hmm.
4259.
Okay.
0840.
Got it.
0725.
Okay.
0412.
0412. Okay, expiration.
Oh, wow. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Nine twenty-seven,
and the little code on the back?
619.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then do you want me to maybe text you my direct line? So if you have any questions
Please.
On that mailer, you can call me. Okay.
Please.
I'll send you my direct line on a text message. And then that way, when you get home, if you have any questions, you can call me, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. And you're welcome. And when you look at the website, don't panic when you see that orange banner up there. The payment just went through, so that will be removed within one business day. We're in California, so it's only 10:54 a.m., you know, so I'm pretty sure they'll get it, you know, removed today. But if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Hoshea, and have a really great rest of your week, too. Oh, of course. No problem. Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.